I mean, any other guy in this room could come up with five. Even my life pain today is a two, but I could come up with 25 things off the top of my head.
Wow.
I got jury duty coming up. I don't want to do it.
Oh, no, you do?
Understandable.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, now you don't know that for sure. You just got the notice. You got to go in and
no,
you got to be screened.
You've gotten those things. You ever read that? It's like, call us after 5 p.m. the day before. It's like, right.
Yeah.
On.
Okay. All right, so. Name another.
I may not get paid much, but I know jury duty doesn't pay as.
Right.
No, it's better
okay.
than jury duty.
Name another life pain, please.
Tracy's sick.
Oh, that's
your girlfriend is sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not deathly ill. She's got a little cold.
No, she's pretty sick.
Oh, really?
And has been.
I mean, this is like serious. Am I going to feel like an ass for asking about this when you say, Don, she has cancer. You feel better now?
Well, it's not that bad, but I'd rather not go into it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't bring your problems to work.
Jesus.
Well, well, I look at
I'll
you
take that
deep.
From you, Don.
Right, I get your sarcasm. I get sarcasm.
Well, I hope she is feeling better. I hope
Mr.
It's...
Smith, are you happy now? Are you happy?
Hey,
you know, for the
you still there?
Hey, for the first time, I'm a little worried about Joe here.
I hope Mr. Smith likes answering his phone because he's going to ring a lot today.
Joe, well, now you're going to spend all day calling the guy?
No, not me. The Artinger Army.
How come when you come in here, you don't put the headphones on both ears?
It doesn't feel comfortable. You guys run.
What is the Artinger Army? I've not heard anything as stupid since the Opie and Anthony Army. What is the Artinger Army?
I thought it was a joke.
Oh, okay.
You laughed.
I did, but I thought you were serious.
No.
Okay.
No, all right. Me?
Hard to tell.
Come on.
Hard to tell.
Are you okay?
No. I'm.
Are you kind of a mess today?
All night.
I'm
just all
man.
Night.
Yeah. All right.
I've got a sore throat. I haven't slept in 2 days.
Wow.
I mean, I'm like Kramer.
Really? Boy, he is. Wow. He's on the edge. Jesus.
Caffeine and vitamins.
I have no idea.
What's got me?
It's one of the days we got to let him drink at work.
No, not a good idea.
He'd go right out.
Why is that?
I'd just fall asleep.
Well, that wouldn't be any fun.
I haven't slept in days.
It wouldn't be a big difference. That's a miserable performance.
Really wouldn't change things that much.
Well, no, but I mean,
I'm concerned about
drive home.
Now I'm concerned about your girlfriend.
I am too.
Yeah, me too.
Don't worry about
Didn't
it.
No.
Will you write it down? Okay.
Not to be said on the air, though, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah, not to be said on the air. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's just, you know, if this is a serious situation, we didn't know anything about it till we hear, you know, live on the radio. So let's see. Oh, Mike, no fair peeking now. Hey, Mike. Mike, no fair peeking. Now, either you're doing a big fake job on me. See, Mike. Hey, Mike, you got a microphone in front of you.
Hi,
you can
you?
See what he's writing.
Hi.
And Mike's either trying to fake me out.
I am trying to figure out. I can't really read it from this angle.
Because at first, Mike was making the face like.
I can't read it from this angle.
Mike was making a face like, oh, Jesus.
Do not say this on the air, or I'll cuss and they'll have
I promise. Oh, all right. You know, that's a medical. Right. I can deal with that. I mean,
yeah, you might.
I can deal with that.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope she feels better, Joe.
Yeah, right.
They'll do.
Can I have my card back, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
The ratings.
All right.
I always had the ratings on one side. Okay, so you're...
Is that why you've been not getting sleep?
Yeah, it's been a little tough the past few days.
Okay. All right. I don't know what to say.
Hey, we're having a good time now.
Have you,
I'm
How about
concerned.
That Frank Gorshin?
Have you,
yeah, Joe's the first one to bring it up on this show.
Thought about getting your own place?
No.
I mean, take it down the road.
No.
Just some ghouls humor.
Unlike you and Rob, Don, I still love my lady.
I know you love her. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Because people are going
you
to want... See, the thing is here, Joe. People are going to...
Good answer. For those of you that Rob just said, we love your lady.
People are going to think that it is, while it is, you know, something you don't want to discuss, and I can understand that if people can get the clue here, it's not like like a brain aneurysm
anything.
Not that
serious. But she is very sick, and so we all will say a prayer for her, and hopefully
and
we'll do.
And you know, none of this would have happened if at any if at any time during the week or whatever has been going on. If you would have, you know, how many times you come in the office and say, "Hey, what's happening?"
Mm-hmm.
And we say, "Hey, what's happening, Joe?" And God knows we're all in there bitching about every facet of our lives
to
each other. You could jump in with that.
Well, I mean, things go up and down and up and down, and when somebody happens to ask, things might be up and everything's cool, and you know.
Tough to do this little clowning job when you're
but still, don't take it out on the beloved listeners. Now, apologize to that guy.
He wasn't a listener, Don. He was calling.
Apologize to that guy.
Mr. Smith?
Yeah, apologize to him. Come on.
Mr. Smith.
No.
He's pointing at his butt.
Oh, okay, just say you're apologizing to him.
Sorry, Mr. Smith. Okay. I've got your number. Don't call back.
All right, fair enough.
That's a good enough apology.
Fair enough. Thank you, Joe.
Very nice.
Didn't know that there was all that added pressure.
Life thing.
You know, it's tough being Joe.
Okay, put him on observation, please.
Before you trip over your tape, Batman.
And he mentioned Gorshin.
There are three men in a boat with four cigarettes, but no matches.
Yes.
How do they manage to smoke?
Yeah.
The Riddler.
We had him on the show many times.
Yes. Frank Gorshin, no longer with us.
Last time we had him on the show, we sent Joe up to see him and Dick Van Patten. They were in some presentation, like it was a Goodbye Girl or something. And he brought how many cartons of cigarettes
to
Frank Gorshin?
It was the Sunshine Boys.
I know it was
Boys.
The Sunshine Boys.
And we brought him, I think, 20 cartons of cigarettes. And
I knew
we brought...
It.
20 like, cartons.
Making a joke, you big dope. It's a Goodbye Girl.
I'm mourning.
Excuse me.
Of course.
There were three men in a boat with four cigarettes and no matches. How did they manage to smoke? They threw one cigarette overboard and made the boat a cigarette lighter.
Thank you,
Boy Wonder.
You ever really stop and think how much Robin sucked?
Oh, yeah.
Even when you listen to him with the dialogue?
Hey.
Sorry, I got the job.
Hey.
I didn't know you were a big fan.
I'm a fan of all things Batman and Robin.
But he's no Adam West.
No, he's not, but Robin's no Batman.
You don't think Ward was the weak link?
No, actually, I think, and I wish I should know her name. I think Harriet was the weak link.
Aunt Harriet?
Is it Madge?
Blake.
Scott Madge?
Madge Blake.
Madge Blake.
Oh, Aunt Harriet.
Blake.
Anyway.
Blake was the weak link.
Yes, Frank Gorshin is dead. Yeah. We've had him on the show a lot of times. He enjoyed eating chocolate cake in his brass room.
Uh-huh. Yes, he was very quirky. He was a spokesperson for Dixie Riddle Cubs.
Right.
Do you remember what question really upset him the most?
He got mad about something.
Yeah, we asked him if he knew that there was a rumor that Cesar Romero made love to Desi Arnaz.
Yeah.
And he said it was an insult to the name of Dixie Riddle Cubs.
He's one of the guys. We were up and down with him.
Yeah.
I mean, really up and then, I mean, man, major league down on him.
And how many cartons of cigarettes did we send him?
20.
Over 20 cartons, like something like 200 packs of cigarettes, and he loved them.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Wasn't his brand Vantage?
I think it was Vantage.
Yeah.
And
his God, let's announce our
winner.
Celebrity death winner, since this is how we humor each other in off hours.
Yes.
Mike O'Mara is today's celebrity death winner.
Congratulations, Mike.
Received the call at...
Thank you all very much.
About 12:40 today.
Thank you.
Mike doing the Riddler laugh saying, have you heard? I said, no, I haven't. He said, Frank Gorshin's dead, so then I called Rob.
Yeah.
I said, hey, Mike, you know, Mike, wow, Mike scooped everybody.
Uh-huh.
And while I was on the phone with Rob, who was not near a computer, I got on the computer and started, like, Googling it and couldn't find anything that said Frank Gorshin was dead.
Yeah, I got to the office, and both Rob and Dom were kind of, you know, looking at me, we need to talk. It's he may not be dead after all.
And the last search that you had done with John was, like, at, what, 1:30?
Yeah, it was, I don't think the Associated Press had it up as of, like, 1:30 or almost 2 o'clock.
Yeah, it was about 2 o'clock. I did a Google search as well, and when I just put in Frank Gorshin, I came up with nothing. When I put in Frank Gorshin dead, the story came right up.
And now I'm on the phone with Rob when I was doing the Google search, Frank Gorshin death, and what came up at that time, at, like, 10 till 1,
right,
was an episode of Batman where the Riddler gets killed. Batman thinks in episode two.
Really?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
You Googled it.
And also, if you really want to jump on and take advantage of it, FrankGorshin.com still has the autographed memorabilia at the original price.
Buy it while it's cheap.
But Mike got it.
Now you're hanging in the trees with all the other vultures.
Well,
there.
I went on to FrankGorshin.com and I was just curious.
Did you buy something?
Not yet.
Not yet. God. Yet being the operative word.
An opportunity.
I can't do it like Rob does.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey. Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, you know, I work at the local whorehouse and I have Colette's security badge.
Oh, listen, there's another tale to be told about Colette as well.
Right.
Although we should start that probably, we'll start that chapter in the next hour. Beth Ann has some evidence.
Absolutely. Gorshin's body not even cold.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
What happened to you guys in Buffalo?
Oh, they had a great idea to change the... You must be calling from Canada, right?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. They had a great idea. Oh, listen to this, though. You know, Buffalo and Toronto are very close.
Right.
You can get radio signals from one market into another market.
Right.
Did you know, because this whole Jack FM thing, the latest craze with radio, started in Canada.
Oh, it did?
There already is a Jack FM in Toronto.
Uh-huh. So you're going to have two Jack FMs.
Yeah, so now the station in Buffalo that we used to be on, and we don't know what happened. They just got a wild hair and switched to this format.
Because it's so scary popular.
So now there's two stations in the market.
One, three of a kind.
Both of them Jack FM, except, you know, one's from Canada, one's from Buffalo. Right. We don't know what happened. They're screwed up.
What is wrong with people?
Don't know, my friend.
They didn't tell you anything. They just switched formats.
That's right.
Right. Yeah, I'm very sorry. Listen, the good news is, and this really is good news, Infinity Broadcasting, let's hear it for Infinity Broadcasting. Thank you, guys. They're finally going to be streaming us on the web. That's not a lie. And as soon as that happens, we'll have the link up on DonandMikeWebsite.com. Because they're only 10 years behind the curve on this. But it's going to happen, really, and they wouldn't let us talk about it if it wasn't a fact.
That's right. Incidentally, what you just heard in the background is called Infinity Applause. Here we go.
There you go. And you know what that was? That was like a standing ovation of Infinity Broadcasting Applause. They got something right. Listen to that. No, thank you. Today I consider myself to be the luckiest man on the face. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shut up.
Okay, see you later.
How about is that?
That's right, and we're happy about it.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Jack Diamond calling. I think someone mentioned my name, Jack FM.
Jack FM.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hello. Don and Mike. Show. Yes.
This is Tracy, baby's doctor, and I'd just like to say that...